One of the issues, and it's been many different issues, there's been sports rights, there's been the promotion of hurling, there's been other issues with regards to that. Well, there is the main issue for a lot of people out there is the digital exclusion element of GAA Go. It requires you to have an app on your phone or smart device, and then if you want to watch it on a bigger screen, to be able to cast or mirror it onto that screen. With me on the line to talk about this element of it is Gerard Carney of the Centre for Smart Ageing. Gerard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, we'll talk about your event. You're having an event in Farn 4 next week, I understand. But tell me, first of all, look, what's your view on the debate and the element of, I suppose, the digital exclusion that some are facing from this decision by the GAA to go with GAA Go, if you'll excuse the pun?
Yeah, so look, we've been holding digital skills classes here for much of this year, Jerry, and a lot of the sentiment that's coming out of it is that the people attending, they feel like they're abandoned. So every service that they've taken for granted over the past decade is moving online, and they haven't been given much sympathy or empathy towards that major transition. So it's been a matter of you just have to put up with it, and if you don't, you don't get to use that service.
Yeah, it's like in this story, Gerard, it tells its own story, right? When you look at the last deal that GAA had for sports rights, it was Sky Sports. If you had the money and you wanted, you signed up. All you had to do was press your remote control, flick the channel, and you had your game. This one, new way of doing things, subscription-based service, you have to go through an app, you have to get into the world of casting or mirroring, which is another step. That's how things are changing.
Yeah, and it's a very complicated process, and I think even a lot of millennials would find it actually quite difficult to cast from their mobile device onto the TV that they have. So this is a process that wasn't really thought out as being simplified, and like we haven't seen the numbers coming through on GAA Go and how many have actually signed up and how would the viewers, how many people are actually viewing it, but I'd imagine it's a very small percentage compared to the people that would watch, say, the Kerry and Mayo game this weekend. You know, you could have had a couple of 100,000 people watch it, and to be honest, I couldn't see, it might be in the tens of thousands that might watch the GAA Go, but I think it could be quite low when it comes through.
Yeah, okay, Gerard, stay with us on the line. We're going to try and switch your line because you're just getting a bit of an interference on it there. We're speaking about the issue of the changes that are out there, digital exclusion and all of those things. Gerard Carney with the Centre for Smart Ageing. They're having an event in Farn 4 on the 18th of May in relation to that. There's actually an older person's event in Tralee today and tomorrow. The National Age Friendly Older Persons Convention is happening as well, hosted by Kerry County Council, the Rose Hotel. We'll talk about that too. If you have a view, get in touch. We'll have more with Gerard after we take these. Yeah, keep comments, views and opinions coming into us on the show on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 320. We're talking with Gerard Carney of the Centre for Smart Ageing. Gerard, you're back with us on the line.
Yeah, hopefully this is better, Jerry.
Great stuff. Let's tell you, you were talking there about the change that effectively they're being imposed on people. You run digital skills training. How is that going? Does that prepare people? Is it doable and possible for everyone to get up to speed?
It is, definitely, Jerry. And I suppose, like, what a lot of people take for granted, especially millennials, so I'm 32 years of age, everyone thinks that we had a rapid transition into technology, but we actually didn't. When I was in Tiernabhal National School, we had a computer there, and we had classes. When we went into the sim, we had more computer classes. And when we were in college, there was even more computer classes. So it was a very gradual introduction to digital. It made us not fear it. But for a lot of people, especially our over 65s in this country, the digital literacy levels are very, very low. And I saw during the week, it's among the lowest in Europe. For a country that so prides itself on being digital savvy, to have abandoned the generation because we didn't want to put the effort into educating them. And it is possible. And a lot of the people that come into our classes, they're using WhatsApp, they're using the different technologies that are available. But the thing that they're most fearful of is entering their payment details into a website that they're unsure of. And that's what GAA Go is causing a huge issue as well, I think.
Right.
Because they're just so, they just don't know what happens in that process. They don't know who can see their bank details in that process. And is it going to wipe out all their savings? And that's the thing that in the digital skills classes, you're reassuring people that there's processes that protect them. That yes, there's rogue websites out there, but we're trying to point out the signs that look, this is what a legitimate site would look like, and this is what a rogue site.
Yeah, I never even thought of it in that way, that whole handing over of personal financial details, even to something like GAA Go, that they're reticent, they're hesitant when it comes to that.
They are, and you'll see news articles about someone that got scammed. And it's the person that's reading that is going to be even more frightened of it. And it's very hard to work with them in that scenario because it's a psychological thing of, easier to just not do it. And that's what's happening.
And that leaves them out in the cold then when they want these services that they used to have at the flick of a button on their remote control.
Exactly. You know, we need to make the process as easy as possible. And I suppose one of the things with GAA Go, like the pubs couldn't even show it. There was people that they couldn't go into their local bar and watch, you know, even the game at the weekend. I'm not sure can pubs actually show GAA Go.
Well, I think there is an option. There is a charge, and I'm open to correction on this. There is an option for pubs to sign up. You pay, mm-hmm. I think it's a €300 charge. But again, that requires the pub owner to have a smart device.
Internet.
And have internet and to be able to switch it on and cast it to their television at the time of the games. That's what that would require. Or have a smart TV and have it worked by that way. It's not as straightforward as it used to be. And that pub owner may already be paying thousands of euro for a Sky Sports or a BT Sports subscription to show the golf, mm-hmm. the soccer, the rugby and everything else you're having yourself if you have a pub.
Exactly. And look, this is a complicated manner, I suppose, and I think a lot of the time it's about listening to the people that are potentially going to be your target market. You know, GAA Go is a business. I know GAA is a different type of organisation, but GAA Go is certainly a commercial organisation, and there's a large part of our population that are in that cohort, couple of 100,000 people, and if you want them as customers, you're going to have to look at providing a service that they can actually access. And I think there's legalities around this as well, around, you know, we talk a lot about disability and accessibility, and we need to make products and services accessible. And I think there's elements here where the product is just not accessible. You know, the website is complicated and the whole process to go about it. And someone mentioned during the week on radio, sure, there's always someone around to help you with it. But the reality, there's not always a younger person in the house to help you. People, and this comes up in the digital skills thing a lot, whereby people are actually, they don't want to ask people anymore because they feel so silly around it, because they're told all the time that technology is simple.
Yeah.
And sure, it's easy. Sure, all you have to do is this. So when they come across a barrier, then they're made to feel even more stupid because...
There's a loss of independence there as well. Not being able to, having to ask is a barrier itself for some people.
Yeah, and one advice I give to your listeners as well, Jerry, is that if an older person or someone asks you how to use something with technology, don't grab the phone from them and do it yourself. Actually take that extra couple of minutes to actually explain how you've done it. You know, it could be you going into the settings of the phone, because the next time they come across that, it'll make them feel a lot better that they'll actually be able to do it for themselves.
Yeah, and give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him to fish and feed him for life along those lines.
And it's easy to grab the phone. And I know
it is.
Know,
it's very, in time and all that, it's very easy to do, but it's worth putting in the extra time. A listener asks, where is Digital Skills course on? Is it Sullis or where are there night classes?
So we have a Digital Skills class here once a month, Terry, and it's free to sign up to us. And then we have an event here next Thursday where we have researchers coming down from the DAP Centre in Dublin. And this is going to be a roundtable discussion to support and kind of listen to the views of older people around their use of technology for these researchers to understand, well, what are the barriers to putting smart home technology into your house or you know, using the kind of common technology stuff that you might use every day. So we're expecting a good crowd here in Farnforth first, and it's a free event and it's open to everyone, regardless of your level of experience around technology. And this is about listening. This isn't telling you what to do. This is getting your perspective and your experiences around technology. And hopefully the researchers, they're coming from the different universities in Dublin, that hopefully things will change in a proactive manner, because this is the opportunity for Kerry to be part of something very special when it comes to adopting the technology of the future. And yeah. We're delighted to have the Adapt Centre coming down, and it's a huge honour. So,
All right, Gerard, well, listen, great stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning, and giving those hints and tips and advice for people out there. That's Gerard Carney there of the Centre for Smart Ageing. If you want more information on that, you can email info@mobilitygenie.ie, or you can call the Centre for Smart Ageing 066-712-0088. They're based in the Centre for Smart Ageing in Farran 4, in the Four Park in Farran 4. 066-712-0088. If you want details on the digital skills class or anything else, or that event that's happening on the 18th.